We're having fun back here at the font. So, everybody, something really fun. I'm going to get you back. Something really fun happened this morning. You know what it was? A little girl named Jordan was baptized. She's so adorable. She was baptized here in this font. Some of us were baptized on this font along with Jordan. You were. I bet you were too. Yeah. I was not. I was baptized somewhere else, but there was something in common where I was baptized. Do you know what it was?
It's water.
Holy water.
I got you, didn't I? It was the water. Yeah. The water we have in common and something else.
The
there was a candle as well, not the lights, but a light. The candle near at my baptism and everyone else's baptism was lit too. Something else we had in common.
Cross.
Right. We had a cross marked on our foreheads with oil. There's always some sort of oil. We actually have oil this morning too because we have an anointing or blessing during the service. So we use oil for that as also a reminder of our baptism, that first cross we got. So we do have this tall little cross, but the person who's being baptized also gets a candle so that they can take with them and hopefully light it at other times. Do you know why we have the oil and the candle and the water? This is full every Sunday with water. Yes, why do we have all this?
Just in case lots of people come.
Oh my gosh. Wouldn't it be just amazing if we had lots of people come? We could baptize people all the time. Well, that would be fabulous. But The real reason we have this here every Sunday is to remember our baptism because something really amazing happens in our baptism. What happens in our baptism? Have you heard me say it before?
Yeah,
we become a Christian.
You become Christian. You become a part of the family of God. And you know what the promise is that we get?
No.
That God will never leave you alone. God is always with you. In the waters of baptism, God says, I am with you always, and you are never alone. So this is one of those really essential, important things in our life of faith. You know what else we have every week that's really important?
Just pastor. Guess.
Yeah, pastor's really important. I know, yeah.
That
up there. What do we get up there at that altar?
Grape juice.
Grape juice, which is sort of our version of wine sometimes, or bread. Communion, that communion reminds us every week as well that you are washed in the waters of baptism and that you are God's own forever. So every time you're playing in the water, every time you're having a good time, remember you are washed in the waters of baptism and God loves you. Let's pray together, shall we pray? Lord God, we give you thanks for the waters of baptism, for you call us to yourself. Make us yours and never leave us. We thank you for bread and wine and for these essential parts of our life of faith that keep us close to you always. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming up back here, guys.